give me one sound test there, Joe. Let's hear it.
One, two, three.
Okay, I'm going to try now my side. Skeletons. Skeletons. Skeletons eat persimmons. I think we're good. Let's start. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Be Cousins. I'm Jason Mark, and with me, as always, my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Joseph Neal. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
What is this, episode 512 we're on now?
Yeah, yep. Another 112.
Since the last
one? In the last week.
In the last week, yeah. How have you been? What's been going on? Talk for a minute. I got to open up this bottle of whiskey here.
Ooh, there it is. Well, aside from all the podcasting we've been doing in the last week, I've just, I don't know, is it appropriate for me to bitch about how I've had a long week at work and I'm fucking tired?
Yeah, please do. Let's hear it. I mean, you can't talk about work because then people know who you are, so, you know, speak metaphorically.
Right. Anonymity, that's right. Well, yeah. You know what? I can say this. I don't know how funny this is, but it's... millennials. Look, my wife is a millennial, so... I don't want to generalize, but some of the millennials that I work with are difficult.
What are you? If you're not a millennial?
No, I think I was born a little too early for the millennial thing.
What are you, Generation Y?
Yeah, the end of Generation X, I think. Aren't you Generation X?
Yeah.
I think I share that with you, just barely.
Okay, sure, okay. And then, so how much older than your wife are you?
8 years.
What?
Dude.
Am I supposed to congratulate you now or something? I don't know. Well, I'm 7 years older than my wife, so... There you go.
Well, see, type of thing runs in the family. I think we just
I guess it does.
Just slightly younger, not inappropriately younger,
no,
not creepy.
It is
just
creepy. Come on. I'm picturing you hitting on your wife before you were married, and it's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
All right. Well, so I was looking for, you know, trophy wife type of response from the general public. Like, ooh, look at that guy. How the hell did he get that girl? Wow. Good job. That's what I was hoping for. Not like,
How about both? You know, it's a little bit both.
Well, anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, it's...
Millennials.
See, I'm not going to give away my job, but I can tell you that I'm in a supervisory position. Mm-hmm. Well, just imagine... Maybe this isn't too far from the truth, but let's say that I manage a Taco Bell in the middle of... a small town in Idaho.
So for folks who are listening, I know what Joe does for a living, and that is so awesome, what he just said. Please continue.
You know, there might be a few inside jokes here that we can call back to just to make each other laugh and fuck everybody else.
That's right.
And maybe that'll be one of them, but I'm telling you,
like,
if you're
listening to this podcast anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you're in your late 30s, and I can say that, right? That doesn't give anything away. Confidentiality. I'm in my late 30s here.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people I work with are, you know, in their 20s, like early to kind of late 20s.
Yeah.
And it's maybe I shouldn't blame it on their age, but I feel like there's a few kind of patterns of behavior there that they're prevalent among that age group. And they're difficult to manage, I believe.
Your stereotype.
Do you work?
And I think
do you work with millennials?
I am the millennial that other people work with. Now I'm older than you are, but compared to the people I work with, I'm the young guy.
Well,
so.
Are you a pain in the ass?
Yeah, I think I am a pain in the ass. Honestly, I'm looking at the total distraction. I'm looking at the audio coming back here, and I think you're coming through louder than I am, so later on when people listen to this, they'll be upset. I'm going to try to fix it on the fly, but did you want to say more about how much you hate these people? These damn millennials.
No, I think I feel better just saying it out loud.
Okay.
So, that's good. That's basically how my week has gone.
All right.
It's just a lot of energy. A lot of people work hard all week, and right around now on a Thursday, people feel the same way as me, so yeah. I'm not alone.
I hear what you're saying. You know, you get into your comfy chair, you pour a glass of rye, you crack a beer, you get on the phone with your cousin, you do a podcast. It's about that time of the week to do that, so yeah. Let's see.
I want
here.
You to know I never masturbate during the podcast. That would be inappropriate. I get that out of the way.
Before we begin,
out of respect for you.
To never admit to masturbating during the podcast. Yeah. So what was I going to say? Oh yeah, a little controversy here. So for the folks at home who don't know this, but Joe, you sent me a text message during the week, and well, first of all, you accused me of wanting to feel up Katy Perry. And I just want to go on the record right now and say that I would never feel up Katy Perry without her express written permission and the written permission of my wife. So first of all, just I want to get that out there.
Yeah, it that must have seemed out of the blue.
Yeah.
But actually, that was an autocorrect problem where I said, I realize that you want, I wanted to say, I realize that you feel like Katy Perry. And,
well, yeah, that's what the words said, Joe. But I mean, the sentiment, what I read into it was, I realize you want to feel up Katy Perry, but
you know what that is? That's your true desires just coming to the surface.
Okay,
you're blaming me for it.
We're not in Taco Bell right now.
A totally different thing.
We are not south of the border. We're not making a run for the border. I don't need you to tell me what's inside my head. I'm fucking with you. So the other thing that you said in this text message, you were suggesting that I delete episode 0 from the podcast. And while I 100% agree with you, I should, because you suggested it, I'm thinking maybe now I shouldn't.
You know what I did? I listened to it a few times and I enjoyed it. But then I started to really want your opinion about it, and I felt kind of empty. Well, not empty. Wow, that's hardcore. I didn't feel fucking empty inside.
Well, you know, that's your inner self really talking to
really,
you.
I wanted your stamp of approval on it, and then I was going to feel good about it. You know, let's just keep that out on the internet. Everybody can listen to it. I like it. Jason likes it. Everybody will like it. It's even though it's, you know, it was a dry run, rough yeah. draft. It made me laugh out loud. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It wasn't the piece of engineering genius that this particular episode is. That's for sure.
No, we're going to see improvements all the time, I think.
In so far as we get good at talking to each other, yeah. But in terms of the engineering, I'm looking at the thing right now, and this is it. Well, anyway, my point is this, Joe: the very fact that you and I agree most of the time on most things, I think, is trouble, and we need to start disagreeing on everything, right?
No.
Okay. See, I'm glad we're on the same page there. That's exactly because. Okay. For example,
well, we set a precedent last time that a disagreement would be, it would just be maybe more entertaining or more more satisfying for us.
And
when you brought that up to me, I was like, fuck you.
And that was what I was hoping for. I'm going to do this every single week. I'm going to challenge you, and I'm going to make fun of you. I'm not going to make fun of you. What's there to make fun of? Here, this is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about all of the great acts over the last 20 years, and one of the ones that wasn't so great, that mediocre band Oasis, you remember them?
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time detecting whether or not you're being sarcastic sometimes, but that's why I love you.
Okay.
I think that band bothers me except for about 2 songs, and then if I hear that song more than once in a row, then I shall hate that fucking song too. So I'm just being totally fucking serious. So Oasis was somehow, I don't know how the hell, and let's just, but you're talking about disagreement here. That's where you're going with this, mm-hmm. right? Because those dudes hated each other's fucking guts.
Exactly, right. So, Wonderwall Please Kill Me. Don't play that song, just kill me. And Where Were You When We Were Getting High? I'll tell you where I was, Liam. I was working a job, paying my taxes so that you could go to rehab, you fuck. That's where I was when you were getting high.
Yeah, I know. It's like accusatory. Like, where the hell were you while I was developing a severe drug addiction? Like,
yeah, it's... But it's a mediocre band.
How dare you? What the fuck is your problem? Yeah.
And they would compare themselves to the Beatles like, oh, we're the new Beatles. It's like, okay, look, I'm not the biggest Beatles fan in the world, but here's how close you are to the Beatles. John Lennon, in a coffee shop, bored out of his fucking mind, writes a few lyrics to a shitty song down on a napkin, forgets that he did that, wipes his mouth on a napkin, loses the words, thinks, oh, who gives a fuck, throws it in the trash. That's you, Oasis. That's as close as you get to the Beatles. And nobody That's plays right. their music anymore. The only thing that kept them around when they were around was the fact that those two brothers would fight each other all the time. And that's what I want you and I to have, Joe.
That entertainment value.
Mm-hmm.
Just the entertainment value that comes with disagreement and conflict. And
no, that's not what I'm saying at all. That is not. I'm saying that if Katy Perry was sitting on my lap right now. Okay, let me just think about that for a while.
Me too.
Okay, remember.
By the way, I'd like to repeat that I do not masturbate while we're recording.
Yeah,
so if you hear any weird noises, that's
coincidence.
That's me. Everything's fine. Okay,
everything's
fine. I'm not gonna come on the screen at least.
And if you do, no one's gonna. I mean, what? They're gonna do a CSI thing and figure it out. No, we haven't decided what this podcast is about, and I think disagreeing a lot will help. And also talking about the fact that we don't know what this podcast is about will help. And that's all I wanted to say on that subject. So that's all the things I've rehearsed for today. I hope you guys out there in podcast land are satisfied.
There you go. Ooh, nice save. I'm just going to one more time disagree with you and say that I think we know exactly what the fuck this podcast is about. So shut up.
What's it about?
I was just saying that to disagree with you.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right.
I don't know. No, you're right. I don't know what the fuck this is about.
Yeah, me neither. Let's get on to the witty repartee. So, we're going to talk about tonight. Let's see. I got nothing. All right,
so
thanks, folks.
Through your copious notes. I mean, I'm sure you had a bunch of funny ideas. Events that happened throughout the week that you had, that you reacted to and decided to capture that.
Pretty much all I had was Katy Perry and Oasis. So let me ask you this question. Topical, what are you drinking right now?
You know what? Last time I had myself a couple of vodkas, and I feel like that made me real frisky. Tonight I don't even have a glass of water.
What?
I'm sitting here second-guessing myself because I'm like, you know, the environment I put myself in tonight, I'm in Southern California, but it's actually, for Southern California, it's really cold. I can see my breath. And look at out. I'm a real pro. I'm outside in the, you know, Southern California, as cold as it can get cold. I can see my own breath. I don't even have a vodka to, you know, loosen up my stupid, you know, dialoguing skills. See? I need some vodka.
You do. Dude, I've already had a shot of Templeton Rye. I'm drinking a born and raised IPA from the No Lie Brew House, which is somewhere, Spokane. And,
wow.
Yeah. This is the first alcohol I've had in 2 weeks, brother.
Oh, wow. You must be enjoying that.
I am enjoying it quite a bit. Yes, I am. Let's see.
I hate to get back to Katy Perry, but do you realize that was... We had a conversation before about Katy Perry. Do you remember what that was about?
It wasn't
about her sitting on your lap. It wasn't about you trying to cop a feel or having her sign a contract and then having your wife sign a contract so you continue to like move on to the other tit. It was about something else. Do you remember, sir?
I do. And let's be clear, Loke. Just Katy Perry is a talented individual, and insofar as I can be lascivious because she's really hot and all that good stuff, the truth of the matter is if I ever met the woman, I would just want to sit her down and say, let's talk about your creative process. Because if she gets lost in thought, I can stare at her body. Okay, just, sorry. Yeah, so there's this anecdote floating around that when she met Mark Zuckerberg, who runs a little website you may have heard of called Facebook, she said something to him to the effect of blah, blah, blah. And he said, I'll just look it up on Facebook. And she said, wait a minute, you use your own website? And he said, well, yeah, of course I do. And don't you listen to your own music? And she said, oh, God, no. And that was right. That was the anecdote. And so what Joe is referring to, for those of you in the listening audience, was that after we get done recording these things, I don't listen to them. I mean, in so far as it's necessary, wow, this Templeton Rye is really starting to hit me.
no, you're doing great.
Thank you.
Continue.
In so far as it's necessary to check the levels and stuff, and then I realize, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, just publish the damn thing. I don't listen to it. Joe, on the other hand, what's the word you would use for your fascination with your own voice? Give me the full Taco Bell treatment here.
Did I admit to narcissism? I think I might have.
I don't know.
It's a fascination. I never get used to, you know, I tried my hand at like singing, and you know, listening to my own voice is a bizarre enough, and kind of I am fascinated by it.
It's kind of like
sure if I enjoy it.
It's kind of like sniffing your own armpits. I mean, everybody does it, and anybody who says they don't do it is either lying or weird. And I'm not saying he's like, you sniff them and you go, I like that, I want some more. You sniff and you go, you know, that's not so bad. Why are people upset? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to it over and over again because I was like, oh, wow, okay, that part's funny. And oh, it's so weird to hear my own voice there. But actually, I got to hand it to you. That's just the bouncing back and forth with my voice sounded better with you kind of breaking it up. So I wasn't horrified. And I listened to it many times. So that's the difference between the two of us. You refuse to listen to the shit at all because you feel like Katy Perry.
That's right. When Katy Perry and I are in a room together and we're both wearing tasteful clothes that are not very revealing and we're listening to our work, I'm commenting on hers. I'm saying, Katy, when you hit that high D flat, I was really impressed because there's a little bit of a quaver in there. It really went well with the other fancy musical terms that I can't think of off the top of my head right now because I've been drinking. And then she listens to mine and she goes, why do you even open your mouth? Why? Why do you do that? And
if she were in the room with me, and look, we're never going to get her on this podcast at this point, so fuck it. But if she were in the room with me, then I would just be like, I'd try not to say it out loud, or maybe I'd just be thinking, this looks like a dead heat in a Zeppelin race. This is fucking fantastic. And if I said that out loud, then she'd smack me hard across the face, and then that would be it. Maybe I'd have to fucking go to jail or something.
Do you think, though?
Just for sexual harassment.
Yeah, you would. I'd be there with the thing that locks doors, key. I'd be there with the key. Do you think, though? I mean, honestly, I mean, seriously, the chances of us even getting an opportunity to meet her as a topic of conversation are slim. But let's say you did. Don't you think you'd have a chance? I mean, Joe, you are a recording artist. You have that background, right? So you have something in common with her. You obviously know how to bag the ladies. I mean, you're 8 years older than your wife, for crying out loud. You're charming. You know how to work a Taco Bell. And yes, that's an inside joke, but the smart people probably figured that one out by now. I mean, I think you've got it all going on for you. Whereas I, Joe, I'm old, I'm chubby, I kind of smell, I think I'm funnier than I am. Now, I know I'm funny, but I'm not as funny as I think I am. And so I think between the two of us, if like we had a competition, who could get Katy Perry to play a game of ping pong with us first? I'm pretty sure you got two paddles and a couple of balls while I'm sitting on the side drinking a highball going, oh, well.
I do have a couple of balls, and I have a very impressive paddle, and maybe that would allow me to play some ping pong with Katy Perry. No, I would never stand a chance. That was my best dick and balls joke for the evening.
It was pretty good. You're welcome.
I also wanted to explain. I bet you caught me on this, but the dead heat in the Zeppelin race is just my favorite titty joke, and it is not mine. I can't take credit for that. It was from a movie that I like, and so to the listening jury, please pretend you know. Your Honor, strike that from the records. It doesn't speak to the quality or originality of our podcast itself. It's just a fucking stupid titty joke from a movie that I watched.
Well, what movie was it?
Okay, so maybe this is a little more obscure. It's, do you ever see Me, Myself, and Irene?
Is that the one with Jim Carrey and some other people in it?
Yeah, and he's severely mentally ill, and it's dangerous, straight-up dangerous human being. He's the hero that we all love.
I have not seen it.
It's pretty funny. Okay. Actually, I think the titty joke was from the outtakes, which is, you know what? I could have just taken credit for the fucking joke now that I think about it.
Yeah.
It's from the gag reel, where it was almost like these guys were just like riffing on like every titty joke that they could find, because there was, you know, a woman with large breasts walking by, and they were just going for it. All the outtakes. There it is. Damn, I could have just claimed that.
You
like Carlos Mencia. Just...
you know what you could have done? I mean, you could have claimed it, but you didn't. And you also called out Carlos Mencia, so you don't even get to claim that you are, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Let me read an ad. We got to bring up our sponsor here, or they're going to stop giving us money. Let me do an ad here real quick.
I just want to, thank you.
Got the, copy here. Our episodes are sponsored, and we encourage you guys to go out and purchase the products that our sponsors sell so that we can keep making this podcast. So let me read this here. You know, Joe, this fitness craze, I think it's just about run its course. When did it start? Like back in the 70s or something with Gym Fix and all that? Jazzercise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're overdue for it to end, right? And when it ends, you're going to want to be ahead of the curve, pun intended. You're going to want to start putting back the pounds. And let's face it, it's not going to be easy. Not after a lifetime of left-wing liberal commie bastard bullcrap. You're going to need help. Introducing FatBit by Larco. FatBit is a wonderful little piece of technology. You wear it on your wrist and it tracks your daily activities. And when you start to get dangerously close to burning too many calories, FatBit delivers an electric shock reminding you to take it easy. You can set the shock to whatever motivation level you want, from a 1 for mildly annoying, to a 5 for what the fuck, all the way up to 10 for convulsions and frothing at the mouth. Right? That's going to be one you're going to want, Joe, you goddamn athlete.
Yes.
Now, in no time at all, you and your body will return to the halcyon days of large and lovely. You'll be Rubenesque in no time. Buy FatBit for your lady friend and live out those Zaftig fantasies right in your own bedroom. You can buy FatBit online right now. And if you use our code at checkout, JBC, with every FatBit purchase, you'll receive a 1 gram vial of our soothing burn balm absolutely free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. So what have you got to lose? Buy FatBit today. All right, that one.
Ooh, that's good. That's very good. I was thinking, you know, that sounds like a good product. I want it. I'm on board. I'm glad we got that sponsor.
They're probably going to send you one.
It's one of my favorite sponsors. I want you to know.
They're probably going to send you one. The number of typos in the copy I just read is what was throwing me off. So I apologize to our numerous fans for that.
I thought it was a good live read. I thought you did well.
Thanks.
And yeah. But see, now when they way in the future, when we're traveling through space, the FatBit is going to be even more hardcore, because it's not just going to, you know, shock you. It's not going to send electricity in your body to remind you to stop moving, uh-huh. so you can be less healthy and more obese. But it will actually, you know, like in Star Trek, if you want a cheeseburger in Star Trek, you go to some weird thing that looks like a coffee machine, you hit a button and it fucking just creates a cheeseburger right there. Well, see, that's what the FatBit will do. It'll be around your wrist, and if you start moving around too much, it'll fucking make a cheeseburger into your hand.
You know, you're exactly right. I shouldn't give too much away, but I was talking to the guys at Larco who make FatBit, and they make the Footy Hoodie too, by the way. And they were telling me about the FatBit Plus, which isn't on the market now, but which is coming soon. It actually has a microwave attached to it, so you wear this microwave on your wrist, and yet you're exactly right. It says, ding, you're being too healthy, and it microwaves you a cheeseburger. The problem right now, the reason it's still a prototype, is because lugging around that big microwave actually burns calories. So
yeah. You know, got to work out the kinks.
That's
somehow.
What, yeah.
I think it's great.
So, yeah. FatBit by Larco. What were we talking about?
Hey, can you tell me about Larco? And so I've heard you read other ads, and yeah, yes, I'm the co-host of this podcast, and I should know who is sponsoring us, but actually, this is just... I need you to explain Larco a little bit more for the audience, really.
Now, Joe, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that you got an email from a fan saying, explain who Larco is? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but see, I'm new at this. I should have just feigned. Again, I got to know when to fucking lie. The titty joke was mine. I know what Larco is, but I'm going to pretend not to so you can explain it. And it's all for the listener, including the titty joke. It's nothing to do with us. I need to get this together here. But please, explain Larco.
Your quick access to easy modesty and humility, Joe, is truly inspiring. Actually taking it on the chin for the fan who sent in the email, because it's a stupid fucking question, and you're like, you know, I'm going to pretend I'm asking the question. Then when Jason calls me out, I'm going to pretend that I'm not aware that I should have said it was an email along. You know what? You are an elegant, charming man. I just want to tell you that right now. If you were a woman, if you were Katy Perry, you know what I'd do to you? Let's move on. Larco is this company.
Go ahead.
This title of this episode is going to be Sorry, Katy.
Yes, it is. And yeah, I apologize. Yes, all this humility is just me trying to convince you and the listening audience that perhaps I'm not, or myself, that I'm not a narcissist. After 200 more episodes, when we're on episode 712,
yes,
it's going to be clear once again that I'm a fucking raving megalomaniac.
I don't think that's true, problem. Though. I mean, I'll tell you about Larco in a minute, but like I said before, you are a recording artist, and one of the creative process steps is being self-aware, and you're just self-aware. I mean, for crying out loud, you can't sit down and record an album, Joe, without listening to it and making it the way it's supposed to be, right? I mean, you don't just sit down with your guitar and go, plink, 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 here you go, genius, move on. I mean, that's Kanye West crap, and you're no Kanye. That's a compliment.
Yes, that warmed my heart. You're just like, no Kanye. Hey, Ral, we're really bouncing around here. My curiosity, my genuine curiosity for Larco is still kind of lingering around here, right. So I want to get back to that.
Yeah.
But I have something really serious to say here. Kanye West, everybody thinks he's like this, you know, irrepressible, fucking insufferable asshole.
All of the I words.
Yeah.
Indefatigable. Inescapable.
Yeah. Inescapable. Inexorable.
Indescribable.
Inmasturbatable.
You know what's great about the word indescribable?
What's that?
You use it to describe someone. If I had a microphone, I would drop it right now, but I'm wearing a headset.
I can't speak anymore because my fucking mind just exploded.
Boom. But Kanye West, look, one of his songs, I liked Flashing Lights. I put that on the iPod. I start to get my groove on. My wife comes in. She's like, wow. She leaves. That's why my son's an only child. But I like some of his stuff. Tell me what you were going to say about Kanye West.
Well, yeah, and so we're gonna get back to all of this here. I think a good podcast, many good podcasts, they come back to, we're gonna call back to this stuff. But I am serious when I say everybody's all pissed off. I can't imagine how many complaints he gets on the internet, and people are just incensed, just mad as hell because he says horrible shit, and you know, he steals the microphone from Taylor Swift and says I'm the best in the fucking world and I deserve the album of the year, all that stuff. Listen, I'm only a Taco Bell manager in a small town in Idaho.
Right.
But I suspect that he has a serious mental illness that is not being properly addressed. And everybody is, it seems almost mean. I really do. I think that he's got like a serious problem. And I don't think the problem is he's an insufferable, indescribable asshole.
Well, okay, so Kanye West has, you say serious problem, but is it serious like danger to himself and others serious? Is it serious like danger to the recording and artist industry? I mean, what level of danger are we talking about here? Because he's entertaining. For those of us who don't buy his albums, for those of us who don't sleep next to him, for those of us who don't lend him money, he's not dangerous. So what do you mean by dangerous? Or not dangerous, what do you mean by sick? What do you mean by serious?
I think that he has a mental illness. Again, I don't know much about it, but I'm not going to diagnose this man, but
okay.
It seems like he might have a rather severe form of bipolar disorder.
Oh, okay.
Where you know, during the manic episode of the bipolar disorder, he is stricken with, you know, very delusional thoughts and grandiosity. And you ask me, is that dangerous? Well, I think it, yeah, in some cases it can be dangerous. So, you know, there's a certain amount of paranoia and just, here's another I word, feelings of indestructibility.
Yeah.
And inability to, kind of control oneself. It could be a danger to other people, but okay. it certainly, if the illness is not managed, it could be a danger just to his own well-being. I mean, he could get disorganized enough and leave enough debris behind him in his life where he can't hold on to a real relationship, or he can't function properly and he needs to be hospitalized.
Can I just say something real quick here? You have no place working in a goddamn Taco Bell in the middle of Iowa, Idaho, Iwo Jima, where the hell you work. You should be, you know what you should do, Joe? You should be a high school counselor, because you freaking nailed it right there. That was some, you said you were going to diagnose him and then you did. I just learned something. I learned from you.
Well, I read a lot of shit on the internet. No, it's really, I need to go back to telling millennials how to make a proper taco, because that's, you know what? This is part two of the podcast. Part one was Sorry, Katie. This is now, we've moved into Sorry, Kanye.
Kanye.
Your issues are your own, Kanye. As far as we know, you're just a fucking dickhead.
look, I would never feel up Kanye West without his express written permission and the permission of my wife. So let's just get that out there. And then the next thing I want to say is that in so much as he is bipolar or has this tendency, is in your opinion as a Taco Bell manager, is it the case that a person that, like, there's zero is stone cold sane, like that's almost weird, and 10 is just off the charts, and could you say that that people are on a spectrum of bipolar tendency, like if you hit 7, well, now you're diagnosable and you need medicine, but can he be like at a 5 or a 6, which is more than you or me when we're down here at 2 or 3? Because I have episodes. I have days where I'm like, I am indestructible and I'm going to go spend all my money. And then my wife says, you're actually going to clean the kitchen. And then I'm back to normal. So is it on a spectrum, do you think, in your opinion, as the number 3 Taco Bell manager in all of Davenport, Iowa?
Did I tell you it was in Davenport?
Is it? Okay. It was either that or Cedar Rapids.
And of the 4 Taco Bells, mine is certainly in the top 3. Like, you got it, dude. You fucking nailed it. We never talk about that, but you got it. But anyway, no, my opinion as a layman is that, yes, these things, all of these symptoms or mood disturbances or even, you know, levels of delusion, we're all on that spectrum somewhere. I think when it becomes a mental illness is when it starts really having severe backlashes and starts affecting your functioning socially and in interpersonal relationships, starts affecting your job, it starts affecting your health, stuff like that.
So here's what I'm going to do, Joe. I'm going to call up the Podcasting Academy Awards or whoever it is. I'm going to say that you remember that TV show Loveline, where you had a comedian and you had a psychiatrist and they had a little chemistry going. We've got the same thing with our podcast, except instead of a comedian and a psychiatrist, what we've got is an idiot and a Taco Bell manager, and it's kind of the same chemistry, because the Taco Bell manager is laying down some serious knowledge and the other guy is kind of babbling and drinking a lot of beer. And I think it's going to work. I really think it's going to work as a podcast. And what they'll say to us is, okay, we don't exist. There's no such thing as the Podcasting Academy Awards. And even if there was one, why are you talking to us? You can't talk to us to win the award. What, you want money? What is wrong with you? And could you put down that poster of Kanye West and Katy Perry making out? It's really creepy. And for anybody who isn't sure, didn't Kanye West and Katy Perry make a song together?
You know, I have no clue, but I'll tell you, if they didn't, I consider that such an eventuality in any fucking this dimension or any alternate dimension where they both exist. I'm almost certain that that happened. I'd fucking eat my shoe if that didn't happen.
Here's the song they did together. It's called...
Thank you, Jason. Yay.
It's called E.T. Okay. Let's just skip up to the middle of it. Can you hear that? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, I've heard that. Kanye's in that song?
Apparently. Let me find the Kanye part.
Fast forward past the titty part to the mentally ill part, please.
Yep, that was it right there. So,
Wait. Again, this is the sorry Kanye portion. Did he just rhyme astronaut with whether or not he gets ass or not?
I think he did.
Fucking brilliant. You know, yeah. What? If it takes a little bit of mania and just, you know, out of the box thinking to come up with that rhyme, then that's
you're speechless, aren't you?
I'm torn.
You are. Yeah. Honestly, seriously, like, legitimately, back in the day when you were a rock star, Joe, if someone walked up to you and said, look, you're good, you obviously got the talent, you obviously got the drive, but you need that little extra something that only hits people who get struck by cosmic rays. I'm a cosmic ray. Hey, how you doing? I'm going to strike you, but you're going to go insane. But you're going to be revered around the world as one of the most creative geniuses ever. Would you have said yes? Wow. Would you have said yes, Joe, to the opportunity? No?
No, I feel like bipolar disorder not properly managed is actually a rather unpleasant thing eventually, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I got to say, as I understand it, there's been many just super creative people that have suffered with bipolar disorder, and maybe while they were in a manic state, they hit some level of creativity that... But they kind of tapped into this condition in a beneficial way as an artist, maybe. Mm-hmm.
But that's not something you would have chosen. And
no,
your
here. You know what? That's why I wasn't a rock star.
Okay,
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna make that excuse.
All right.
If I would have just you know, give me a dash of mania, and I think I might have crossed the line and just fucking skyrocketed to the top.
Right.
Like two rockets in a dead heat, like Katy Perry's tits.
I think that if I can, like, do a little bit of Taco Bell analysis here, a couple of things I want to point out. One, you working in the Taco Bell, have you seen guys come in and just gorge themselves on gorditas, and you've seen them puke their guts all over the place, and you're like, I don't want to go there, right? You've seen that. And I think the problem with this sort of love affair we have with crazy in the creative community is that for every one, let's say, Kanye who rhymes astronaut with ass I got, there are 10,000 people who are putting guns to their heads, and you don't want to roll those dice, because if a guy comes up, he says, my name's Ray, I'm a cosmic ray, I'm going to make you go crazy with creativity, there is only a tenth of a percentile chance that what happens is you do something that you can recover from in order to enjoy. The rest of those people lose their minds, and yeah, it ain't worth it. It's not. I've never worked in a Taco Bell myself, but insofar as I have eaten at Taco Bell, I can tell you that I don't want to get sick on the food, and no matter how good it tastes, it's not an experience I'm willing to risk. Yeah. That was deep. I'm going to drink some more beer.
That was deep.
Oh. Yeah.
And to answer your question, as a, you know, working at Taco Bell, I have witnessed it's a man just put down two or three cheesy gordita crunches in a row.
Yeah.
And that was me. Well, that was me looking in the mirror during my 10-minute break. I have a fucking problem. But then I've also seen other people, not just myself, but I've seen other dudes.
Yeah.
Wearing fat bits, by the way. They're all wearing fat bits nowadays.
Oh, good. Larko's getting some business. That's more...
Yeah.
That bodes well for us.
And that brings us back to our sponsor. Can you explain maybe a little bit about...
About Larco?
Yeah, Larco.
So Larco is sort of the... they're the acme of things that people want or need or can buy or know about or don't know about that are in the realm of consumerism, is tantamount to being akin to a kind of sort of like, let's say that you were going to, no, let me put it this way. Okay. Imagine. All right. Okay. Joe, you and I were sitting on, no, we're running. Let's say you and I were sit running in a kind of a virtual, how do you say it in English? A kind of, I want to say ball, no, bull, no, boulevard. Okay, you're walking down the boulevard. All right, Joe. Larco is like...
I feel like you're stalling a little bit, as if you don't understand what Larco really is. You're starting to kind of scare me here.
I know. You can't see me making hand gestures right now, but I'm emphatic at this moment. I know Larco. And they're like... Okay, have you ever wondered... Let's say... When you were a child, Joe, let me ask you this question. When you were a child, how young were you before you were old enough to understand that being young is like being old but younger in the sense of time is it's a flat circle, Joe. It's like if a clock didn't have hands, would it still fall in a forest if no one was there to listen? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah, look, these realizations hit me in the fucking... face like a shovel when I was about 10. I was a little ahead of my time. That's like the existential, just, you know, overwhelming explosion of thought. Just,
yes.
You know, that made my brain just rewire itself into a different, you know, formation. It was amazing. Then all you really needed to say was that this Larco's a lot like Wayne Industries.
Larco is, but it also isn't. And this is what I like about Larco, and I'm glad there are sponsors. And for those of you who are eager, there will be more products because they're shipping us stuff every week. They're exactly like Wayne Industries, but they're the polar opposite at the same time. And I'm not saying that's ironic. I'm saying it's ironic.
Boom. Fucking, you know what? You cleared it up for me.
Okay.
I've never heard... Actually, that was a lot. It took a lot of... To really sum it up, it took a lot, and I think you cleared it up. It's just it's never been clearer to me exactly what they do and what their mission is.
Yeah,
on
they make the footy hoodie, which we talked about last week. They make the fat bit, which we talked about this week. Next week, I'm sure they'll have something else that they want me to advertise for them because they're the number one manufacturer of the products that they make.
Sweet. Well, yeah. You know what? Maybe this is a good because last time. You know, I'm getting paid, you know, on our podcast in episode zero, I did a little bit of copy from our sponsor, Arby's, which we're very proud to have. I actually got another sponsor, and I thought maybe if you could move some papers around for me, I could...
Can I just real quick say something about Arby's that this is going to blow your mind? Just to distract you. Arby's, the letter R, the letter B, roast beef. Huh?
My glasses just fell off.
Huh?
What a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't come up with that one. Actually, I saw that on the gag reel for a movie called You, Me, and Irene. A bunch of guys talking about tits. And no, I'm joking. I read it on the internet. Okay, you ready? I'm going to rattle some paper. You ready to go?
Yeah, it's here. I've got the copy right here. Okay. American Airlines. Booking travel to your dream destination has never been quite like this. Just visit www.americanairlines, choose your flight, then pull down your pants, grab your ankles, bite down hard on this leather strap, and put a dollop of Vaseline on your butt crack. Because after we rob you at knife point wearing ski masks, we're gonna fuck you. We're going to fuck you until you scream in pain. American Airlines. Rape!
Oh, man. If I was any kind of engineer, I'd capture that word you just shouted and just use it a lot. I'm going to call Larco. I'm going to Larko. Larko, listen, you wanted to make a rape whistle, White. I've got the perfect tone that your whistle should scream.
Hit it.
Did you have a bad experience with American Airlines, Joe?
No. What makes you think that?
Every
time I've had such a delightful experience with that airline that I'll never fucking ever buy a ticket from them ever again. Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, by the way, the leather strap is a $30 upcharge. Every dollop of Vaseline on your butt crack is an additional $50. It's just no lube, just straight in the hole. Fucking take it.
Oh man, it's too much. It's too much. Yeah, we're here at Casa Del, my house. I was gonna say my last name, but we're not doing that. At Casa Del, Jason Mark.
Jason Mark.
Yeah, we
love
are.
How you have two first names. We have that in common too. I have two first names.
You do, yeah. Joseph Neal. We're Southwest people. Who's your preferred airline now that you're not going with something special in the air?
Yeah, it's actually Southwest is good too.
Yeah,
it's my wife and I were talking about because our second anniversary is coming up here. That was pretty quick. I feel like we just got married, but we were thinking about like maybe flying up around your area, and I was like, Southwest, Seattle doesn't seem like a place that's in the Southwest to me.
It's the opposite, or not opposite, but it's half opposite. If y'all want to come up here.
And there are people in Nova Scotia, or like, there are people in somewhere in the fucking around the North Pole that are like, it's fucking Southwest.
Yeah, come on up here. Yeah,
it is technically.
And just so that the audience knows, I don't live in Seattle. My name is Jason Mark, and I live in Texas. But Joe is protecting my anonymity by mentioning Seattle. I've never even been to Seattle. Although there are some really great restaurants there. I went to one the other day. I mean, I could have gone to one the other day called Root Table. The crusted prawns that I could have had were freaking amazing. That's Root Table there in downtown Ballard. Go there today.
Now, I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
Just realized kind of on this. Now I'm like, actually, I really do like Southwest Airlines. It's, we're just going, we're bouncing from one company to the next here, and now you've got on to it. I'm sorry, continue. What is this restaurant?
It's called, Root Table. It's a Thai fusion place, I've been told, because I've never been there, because I've never been to Seattle, in Ballard, which is a lovely part of town, I guess. And could have gone there last night with my wife and my son, because we were out and about running some errands, or we would have been if I had a wife and a son. I mean, I have a wife and a son, but if I had one in Seattle, which I don't because I live in Texas, we could have gone there, and it was delicious. And if you guys decide to go to Seattle, let me know, because I know people who live there.
Yeah. Well, I got a little confused because we did meet there once. Remember, I went on a cruise with your dad and with my dad
and with
my wife.
You guys left from the Seattle port of Texas, the Texas city I live in. Right.
Well, the listening audience will know that I'm very, very poor at geography, especially that of North America.
I just realized something, Joe. In as much as you are the manager of the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa, you did say that you're in Southern California, so I might as well admit, okay, big shock, everybody. Sorry, spoiler alert, I live in Seattle.
They're going to find you.
Have you ever had a stalker, Joe? You're a musician. Have you ever had a stalker?
I think I've been dating women that got to the point where like they scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
but I didn't. I don't know. Maybe it got to the It wasn't to that level. I've dated just I think like almost like just dangerously attached.
Sure.
Frightening, threatening women.
I have never dated someone who is like that, but I think I've had a couple of people in my life who were a little bit, I don't know if clingy or delusional is the right word. There was one time I was walking from my place to the gym, and this person I knew pulled up next to me, and I think she had a little crush on me. I don't want to, like, cast aspersions or anything, but she said, where are you going? I said, I'm going over there to the gym. And I pointed. And she said, let me give you a ride. And it's literally 200 feet. I said, no, I think I'm okay. She's like, well, my cat just died. Do you want to help me bury it? And then I said, well, and then she opened her mouth. And I'm not sure what she said, but what came out of her mouth was, and I ran really fast.
You mean the violin noise from Psycho?
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'll go back and overdub that so that it's funnier. But
I got it. I thought yeah. It was pretty good.
I don't know if that's really stalking so much as just somebody who killed her cat so she could get close to me. I don't know.
Come on, that's stalking.
That's stalky-ish, yeah, little stalkerish.
Well, you know, remember Fatal Attraction? She boiled the bunny.
She boiled.
Now, that was not her own bunny.
You know what's funny? It's like I've always thought that boiling the bunny should be a euphemism for something. Like, what are you gonna do later? I'm gonna boil a bunny.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, if you ever ask me that again, you know. If you're like, hey, remind us, Joe, have you ever had a stalker? Like, what's your characterization? Like, how close has it gotten? Where are you at? And I'll just say, look, I met some bunny boilers.
Okay, there you go. All right, I like that. That's good. I'm going to do that as well, except I'm going to change mine up a little bit. I met some cat killers.
I met some cat killers.
Yeah.
Cat killers.
Yeah. I met some monkey chokers. It's always about abusing the animals, right? Yeah.
Monkey chokers. Again, I'd like to repeat that I do not masturbate during the podcast, look, and neither does Jason.
Look, choke. I did. I agreed. I would never admit to that. And choking. Why is choking always the masturbation word? I mean, when I choke the monkey, I'm not masturbating. I'm literally choking an actual monkey in order to impress a woman. I mean, I don't know if Kanye or Kitty got any monkeys, and if they are tired of them and want me to choke them, I'm just saying.
That's how I hit on girls in bars. Well, that's how I used to. Now I've been married for a while, but back in the day, you know, some people have charming lines and, you know, a nice smile, and they dress up and they do well when they go out to the bar. What happens to me is I go out there, I find a girl attractive, and I kill a small primate with my bare hands right in front of them. They scream and they run away, and then I get kicked out of the bar.
Right,
and people wonder what the hell they just saw. But that's
I can just picture this now. You're like, you and your buddies are hanging out, and your friend's like, Joe, check her out, pretty hot, right? And you're like, watch this. You walk up to her, you're like, hey babe, check it out, rhesus monkey, dead now. Want to make out?
Yeah. Oh wait. But then you might ask, and this is bizarre. But when you're envisioning that, where the hell did I get the monkey? And this is how I walk up. See, because this could have been really impressive until I killed the monkey. You walk up to the girl and you go, "Hey, Bubbles, get over here." And a monkey out of nowhere comes and sits on your shoulder and seems to like really be happy with you and familiar with you, and all the girls go, oh wow, it's a cute little spider monkey, and I'm like, yeah, check this out, and then, you know,
and you choke
and then
it.
It's over.
You choke it, right? Yeah. And like, you know, you found the one. Maybe you can tell me this is how you and your wife met. You found the one when you choked the monkey, and she's like, you're just trying to avoid the obvious choke the monkey is a masturbation joke metaphor, aren't you? And you went a little overboard. You lost control, you narcissist fucker. You probably are a Taco Bell manager, aren't you? Listen to me. I'm going to set you straight right now. You're going to put a ring on my finger. We're going to get married in a garden. Your cousin's going to be there. And 2 years later, you're going to start a podcast. What do you think about that?
That's what it is. She had my number, and she's like, look, you know, if you have a masturbation joke, just say it out loud, okay? Don't kill a small animal in front of me. Never again. Now let's have a date next week.
I think that's just a good life rule. Like, when you have to choose between making a jerk off joke and killing an animal, go jerk off. Every time.
See, where it's, that's just good advice. But I feel like we've beat a dead horse with this choking the monkey.
Beat a dead horse. See, we're choking monkeys, we're killing cats, we're boiling bunnies, we're beating dead horses. The animals are suffering right now.
Sorry, Kanye.
Oh, that's too rich. So we've been recording for a good 54 minutes and 47 seconds now.
Is that right?
Yeah, have you heard of a concept that I invented just now called the bi-pause?
What is the bi-pause?
So, like, I'm going to be sexist for a second. Maybe your wife does this. Mine certainly does, where you're at a party or you're at some sort of, like, dinner thing, and you say, okay, it's time to go, and everybody's like, yeah, it's time to go, and then you go and you stand in the doorway and you say goodbye, and it takes, like, 12 minutes. That's the bi-pause. So,
oh, wow.
I'm anticipating us having a long bi-pause, so I'm giving us 6 minutes, well, now 5 minutes, to wrap things up, because I think an hour is more than anybody would ever bother listening to us. So let's recap. Katy Perry, brilliant artist.
Yep.
Kanye West, troubled artist. Animals,
yes.
Only good
abused
for killing.
And murdered.
Yes, if you're trying to impress women. Fat bit. Buy one today.
Mm-hmm. And American Airlines.
American Brave. Airlines. If your corn has not been whole enough, fly American.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So that bypass wasn't very long. We still got 4 minutes.
Well, you left out a few different things. We went, we went into it here and there. You missed. I'm a narcissist. It's you live in Texas.
A small town in Texas called Seattle. Right. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I don't know. I feel like we went into a lot. It's hard to recap.
We do.
That's a hard one to recap.
I know that one of the things that we want to talk about on this podcast is how much we are talking about this podcast. And I feel like we didn't really hit our stride on this one. You know, that's what we can do, Joe. Last 5 minutes of every podcast can be the recap. So, like, how do you feel? The postmortem. I think that we really hit our stride in the last 10 minutes. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I think it's good. I tend to enjoy it when we go. I realize that we've gone too far with some tangential, string of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that. But then at the end of it, I feel slightly guilty and self-indulgent. But you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe that was just us at our best.
I think so. Yeah, that's what we should aim for. What do you want to talk about next week? Any thoughts? Any feelers?
Well, I did want to, just as a teaser, because I know this had been brought up before, that we have this, because remember, one, we disagree, and two, we don't know what this podcast is about. And I had an idea. I don't know if it's accurate. We'll go into it next week. My idea about what this podcast is about is so you and I can talk to one another and feign a relationship, but it's only on this podcast. And in reality, we never really have to have a supportive emotional relationship as cousins or even as friends.
That is, so you want to talk about that next week? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, I feel like that's an onion that we could peel for, a good 15 minutes. Take care
Absolutely.
Of a quarter of the show with that topic. So just as a teaser, I think that maybe
something that's something,
talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah. And then in as much as, also, can I just say this real quick? The phrase "in as much as," one of my favorite phrases. I just love throwing it out there because it sort of gives you an option to not talk about what you're about to talk about. So in as much as we talked about feigning a relationship via only talking on a podcast last week, do you think it's appropriate to also castigate last week's podcast every week and say how much of a piece of crap it was and then fight about whether we should take it off of the internet and actually leave it there, considering that we broke our rules about saying our last name and where we live and what our social security numbers are and what our penis size is and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Since this is episode 512, these are conventions that have been developed and, this has been happening just episode after episode. You'll notice the themes after a while,
Yeah, yeah. And what I really like about that is your optimism, Joe. The very idea that anybody would listen to more than a minute of this, much less a lot of episodes, and start noticing themes. But that's why I love you, man, because you're an optimist. I mean, you're still living in America, and anybody who still lives in America is clearly an optimist. So, For Joseph Neal and myself, Jason Mark, I want to thank all of you for listening this long. We are literally 10 seconds away from me hitting the stop button. So for both of us, thank you. Joe, any last words? 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
And now sorry, Kanye.
Good evening.